We're going to talk about three different organizations that are involved in lawfare and suing the federal government, suing the ATF for their unconstitutional infringements on our Second Amendment rights. And so we're going to go through three that I consider the top three that are actually doing something and going to court and spending money on that and actually having success. So I guess we'll start with Firearms Policy Coalition. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about them.
Love FPC. They do great work. And, you know, before I get too far down the rabbit hole of this discussion, I think it's just kind of worth mentioning, I am the Georgia State Director for Gun Owners of America. So I don't want anybody to think that I'm being biased or anything. I'm just going to give my complete opinions on these things. And I think it's important as a gun rights organization at this sort of holistic bird's eye view to respect each other and understand that professionally we're all want the same thing and we all do really good work and we all support each other. And at the end of the day, we all support each other. I talk to many people within the FPC, you know, they talk to us, you know, we're in a lot of the same rooms together on Capitol Hill when it comes to, you know, policy and lobbying and things like that. So at the end of the day, we all want the same thing. And we all try our best to be kind to each other and treat each other with respect and grow each other's memberships. And a person I consider a mentor of mine is Thomas Massey, you know, Congressman Thomas Massey. I think very highly of Massey. He's a good dude. And Massey gave a great piece of advice when it came to gun rights organizations. I always like to regurgitate this piece of advice because it's point on, solid point, right? Is that you should join all of the gun rights organizations. So, like, if you've got some spare money to throw towards the fight, join FPC, join GOA, join Second Amendment Foundation, join the NRA. I mean, look, as much as a lot of us want to paint some certain gun rights organizations as not doing enough or doing really terrible work, at the end of the day, we all have to view this as one giant family. And sure, are there things with gun rights organizations that we all wish that things could go a little smoother for us? Yes, we do. We wish that, you know, perhaps what if we joined forces and got everyone in one big room, you know? Okay, sure. You know, all sing kumbaya, so to speak. But I want to mention a little bit about some of the differences in how these gun rights organizations kind of attack the problem. Okay, now this I can sort of get into my camp here, okay? Firearms Policy Coalition is a great group of people. And, you know, one of their things is like, hey, our lawsuit, our printer goes burr, right? Like, so anytime an infringement comes down, like, they're going to get that law, that printer burring and spitting out lawsuit after lawsuit. So their idea is like, hey, we're going to attack the crap out of this problem. We're going to, you know, submit lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit, and we're just going to sue these people into oblivion. So it's very much an offensive, hey, we're on the offensive type of arrangement. And again, with GOA, we do the same thing. We're very much involved in the litigation. You know, yes, we're going to sue their socks off, you know, and everything like that. So when we think about a relationship with a person, okay, and let's say that in this situation, our relationship is with a potential lawmaker. Let's just say someone, you know, a congressman or a senator or someone who we're trying to kind of sway their opinion on a certain issue. We're trying to get them to vote a certain way. There's one or two ways to gain compliance out of a person in an argument, or let's just say, hey, the art of conversation and us getting what we want out of this situation, right? Like, to come to that point that we agree on something and how we get to that point. There's two different ways that can occur. It could mean that as a lawmaker, like, hey, we're going to go and have a fun retreat together and go to a party and go do some fun stuff. And we're going to be buddies, you know, hey, let's work together. Let's be buddies. Right. You know, the other way is, listen, if you don't freaking do what we tell you to do, we're going to tell everybody to vote your butt out, you know, to play hardball and go, hey, we're not trying to be your friend. I mean, hey, if we're all buddies here, like, hey, we know you're a reliable vote for the Second Amendment. We know that you're going to vote in a way that supports, you know, our rights in every way, and that you're never going to vote for an anti-gun piece of legislation. You're always going to vote yes for a pro-gun piece of legislation, right? To know that your vote's reliable. Okay, yeah, then we know that we can join hand in hand with that person. We know that there are our people and we can rely on them. Yeah, we're going to be cool with those people. But the difference is the way that different gun rights organizations operate are very different, right? you know, whereby some gun rights organizations are more access-based. They control access to candidates, access to potential senators and congressmen and everything. They're more of an access-based type of a group of people. And the way you become access-based is by, you know, smooching these people. Like, yeah, taking them to fancy parties and taking them to fancy hunting retreats and really wining and dining them. And then it becomes
creating a friendship.
Yes.
People will not help you if they don't like you.
Yes. But people will help you if they're afraid of you, if they think that they're
that too.
If their power is potentially compromised by, you know, we get a grassroots activism going and we get them voted out of office. That's very much has its effect too. So both of those tactics work. Okay. Yes, the access based, hey, we're gonna be friendly and all buddy buddy, and we're gonna try to help you raise money and get you reelected. Like, to go completely down the opposite end of that spectrum, sure, that has its effect. But so does the opposite end of the spectrum, where we're gonna make your life a living hell if you don't vote the way we want you to. So to say that any one gun rights organization is better or worse than the other is simply to make the connection that the microcosm of how business is handled on the Hill, it takes all types. Some of us friendly, some of us not so friendly. But at the end of the day, as long as we get the votes, that's all we care about. And that's all I care about. As the Georgia State Director, yes, I want to grow our membership in Georgia. I'd like to see more people in the state of Georgia join GOA. Of course I would. Is that more of a personal goal of mine because I'm the Georgia State Director and I want to make sure I'm doing right by GOA? Of course it is. I'm being very honest here. Of course. I'd be lying if I didn't say I wanted my state to have a good representation within the organization beyond other state directors, of course. You know, that's natural for us to want to compete, you know, a little friendly competition. But it also, at the end of the day, provides more money into the coffers, which can then fuel these lawsuits and fuel the grassroots activism and get the word out. You know, I use my platform on YouTube to help spread the word. Eric Pratt, have our... are Firing Back with Eric Pratt. We do that particular episode once a month. It's just a short segment where we kind of sit down and talk about stuff that's going on within the 2A community, primarily within the business of the day with GOA, but we also just discuss a lot of general things going on as well. And it also just helps put a name with the face because, you know, you got Wayne LaPierre. So Eric Pratt is kind of the Wayne LaPierre of GOA. So for me, that's kind of the equivalent of getting to rub elbows with the boss, you know, a little bit. So I have Eric on the channel, and we sort of, you know, talk about things that are going on, and it puts a name with the face. And I feel like that's very important for a gun rights organization. For someone, you're going to send someone your money. I feel like it's important to really have that name with the face, to know that, like, wow, this is a person, when I look in their eyes and I see the conviction in which they're discussing the importance of this issue to me, I know that this is a person I can trust. This person is trustworthy. I see no lies in this person. I see only genuine effort from this person. So that's how I view gun rights organizations. I try to support them all. I'm never going to kick anyone at the curb. I share posts from FPC all the time in my feed.
Yeah, I like their posts.
I have no problem.
I've been following them for... Well, he used to follow me. I guess I tweeted some things that must have pissed him off because they unfollowed me.
Uh-oh. Listen, FPC, you get a... Follow Coach Wayne back immediately. Do it right now.
Probably my posts on Ukraine. It was around the time I started posting about that.
Their posts are rather racy and edgy, and I do like that. So, like, FPC, they're kind of the edgy ones. They're the ones that are, like, the FU, like, that sort of thing.
Fuck now, you know when they say, hey, we're going to disarm, you know, fuck you and your law.
That's right. That's right. And I like that kind off. Of unabashed way of doing things.
Stack up or fuck off.
That's right. And, GOA, you know, look, we are a zero compromise gun rights organization. Okay? Absolutely. 110% zero compromise. You know, we want complete constitutional Second Amendment, machine guns for everybody, the whole nine yards. Completely. I just think the delivery of GOA compared to FPC, we're a little more family friendly and a little more professional, maybe. But look, I love FPC. Look, y'all, I got no problem with y'all. Look, the messaging's great. And again, what did I say before? It takes all types. It takes all types. We're going to reach certain people, and we're going to get them to be able to react to our posts and to get involved in the grassroots level. My posts are going to reach certain people in a certain way. Their posts are going to reach certain people in a certain way. every gun rights organization has their little niche. And we all are putting our efforts into one giant pot at the end of the day that results in what will become the result we want to see. So I support everyone. And again, I always go back to what Thomas Massie said about that. Like, everyone, if you got some spare money and you can support your gun rights organizations, join them all. You know, what's it really going to hurt to throw a few dollars in the pot for them? You know, they're all doing great work. I tried my best to support them all. And I know that's a generic statement. I'm not trying to sound indecisive. It's just that, you know, I don't want to sound biased either because I am the Georgia State Director for GOA. So I'm not going to sit here and say, well, GOA is the greatest there is, the greatest thing since sliced bread. And, you know, you should kick FPC the curve and support GOA. I think you should support all of them. Because the more money's in the coffers for all of us, the better it is for us to all attack this freaking multi-headed beast from every direction we can.
You know, Lord Acton said something, and he was a British member of Parliament, I think in the 1800s. He said, liberty exists in the distribution of power and tyranny and the concentration of it. So concentrated power is the enemy of mankind. And even though I have my beefs with, you know, the NRA and how they've handled things, at the end of the day, they're one of the distributed centers of power for gun rights. And so I'm a lifetime member. There's things I wish they would change, but I'm not going to discuss here. But, you know, the bottom line is, from what I've seen from these other, you know, groups, is that they're all doing very super important work because they're helping to keep what is really the last line of defense for freedom available.